Ever wondered why some relationships cycle through intense passion and devastating arguments with bewildering regularity? The answer might lie in how different brains process attention and emotion. When attention deficit disorder enters a relationship, it creates distinctive patterns that can either strengthen or fracture the connection. With an estimated 10% of the population having ADD, but only 2% diagnosed, millions of couples are silently suffering from problems they don't understand. This isn't just about forgetting anniversaries or leaving wet towels on the floor. It's about fundamental differences in how the brain processes information, emotions, and commitments. Consider Annie and Bob, whose relationship exemplifies the ADD dynamic. Their courtship was a whirlwind of spontaneity and passion, skydiving adventures, and impulsive decisions. Yet their home life became overwhelmed with clutter, unfinished projects, and financial chaos. During good times, they were the most exciting couple imaginable, organizing midnight desert stargazing trips. During bad times, they cycled through explosive arguments and passionate reconciliations. What's happening beneath the surface? Their prefrontal cortex, responsible for executive functioning, processes information differently, creating what feels like having the best computer ever created, but the phone lines are down. ADD is a lifelong neurobiological condition affecting the brain's command center. Insufficient dopamine causes sluggish prefrontal cortex activity, creating three types: predominantly hyperactive/impulsive, restlessness, attraction to intensity; predominantly inattentive, inconsistent attention without hyperactivity; and combined type, mixture of both. In relationships, these differences create predictable patterns. Partners often feel the ADD person isn't really there, as their attention divides among competing thoughts, leaving partners feeling alone even when together. Impulsivity presents another major challenge. Matthew struggles with Tony's interruptions and spontaneous purchases. Unlike anxiety-driven compulsive shopping, Tony's spending occurs because her brain doesn't apply the brakes before acting. She similarly blurts potentially hurtful comments without filtering them. Most devastating is when ADD partners mistake boredom for falling out of love. People with ADD are often drawn to the stimulation of new love. When these intense feelings naturally subside, the ADD partner may believe love is gone when it's simply evolving into a different phase. People with ADD gravitate toward relationships that provide intense feelings, often ignoring compatibility issues. During courtship, the ADD partner may appear extraordinarily romantic, not just from genuine affection, but as self-medication, since romantic activities produce endorphins that improve their brain function. Poor impulse control leads many with ADD to make hasty relationship decisions, mistaking intense attraction for lasting love. When captivated by romance, they often ignore significant warning signs like excessive drinking or habits that will later become irritating. Relationship failures commonly stem from unrealistic expectations. Our culture perpetuates the myth that love alone creates happiness, as when Tom impulsively invited his ill mother to live with them without consulting his wife, Betty. Many incorrectly assume marriage should eliminate problems, ignoring that all couples face ongoing challenges. Expecting partners to compensate for ADD behaviors while providing unconditional acceptance is damaging. Equally problematic is believing you can change your partner through love. True love means accepting your partner as they are now, not loving a fantasy of what they could become. Good communication is essential for relationships, but people with ADD face unique challenges. Some talk excessively, while others struggle to share important matters, either lost in internal thoughts or simply forgetting to communicate. Subject changing is one of the most serious ADD communication problems. The ADD partner shifts conversation direction with each new thought, making resolution impossible. Discussions about one issue transform through tangents until couples find themselves arguing about something completely unrelated. Years of criticism creates low self-esteem in people with ADD, manifesting in defensive communication. They prepare responses rather than truly listening, interpreting even gentle comments as criticism and deflecting responsibility. During conflict, people with ADD experience either prefrontal cortex shutdown or stimulation-seeking behavior that prolongs disagreements. SPECT brain imaging shows how stress pauses their prefrontal cortex to literally shut down. When sensing conflict, they may find it impossible to process thoughts or take in new information, often withdrawing completely. Despite challenges, people with ADD bring numerous positive traits to relationships. Their hyperfocus, when properly channeled, can transform into creative expressions of love. Their extraordinary creativity enhances romantic relationships through both grand gestures and everyday problem solving. ADD individuals often show remarkable loyalty and forgiveness, persisting through relationship difficulties rather than giving up. Their sensitivity makes them exceptionally generous, while their natural curiosity and diverse experiences contribute to a charismatic presence. People with ADD frequently possess profound empathy, sometimes intuiting their partner's feelings before their partner does. This compassion often stems from their own lifetime of struggles, making them less judgmental and more understanding. As a coping mechanism for inattention, ADD individuals develop remarkable intuition by quickly sizing up situations. This ability becomes invaluable in relationships, helping them sense core issues during conflicts and navigate toward resolution more efficiently. After working with hundreds of ADD couples, 10 fundamental relationship-enhancing concepts emerged, forming the Sweetheart Framework. Structure provides an anchor for easily distracted individuals. While many with ADD fear it limits spontaneity, proper structure actually creates freedom. Welcome the differences between you and your partner. These differences are partly why you chose each other. When your partner's perspective seems wrong, try seeing things from their viewpoint. Encouragement is vital in ADD relationships. Structure daily affirmations and acknowledge progress. Easy Does It reminds us to be gentle when learning new interaction patterns. Take breaks during conflicts, as most decisions don't require immediate resolution. Trust often suffers due to impulsivity and poor follow-through. Rebuilding requires the ADD partner to use structure to become more reliable, while the non-ADD partner needs education about ADD. Humor provides essential relief. Laughing together about ADD moments reduces tension and creates safety for imperfection. Esteem means holding your partner in high regard. Differences can create relationship-strengthening synergy. Accept the reality of ADD to move forward. People cannot change their neurobiological brain functioning through willpower alone. Romance should be deliberately scheduled to prevent neglect amid daily chaos. Thankfulness cultivates gratitude that can change brain biochemistry and ward off depression. With proper understanding and commitment, couples affected by ADD can transform chaotic relationships into fulfilling ones. Scott and Diane exemplify this possibility. Both have ADD, along with their 3 children, but through diagnosis, treatment, and education, they've built a stable, loving relationship. They maintain their connection through intentional practices, treating their bedroom as sacred space, leaving love notes, committing to weekly date nights, and enjoying monthly child-free weekends focused on relaxation and romance. The neurobiological reality of ADD doesn't doom relationships. It can become the foundation for a uniquely vibrant partnership. By understanding how different brains process information and emotion, couples can develop strategies that work with their neurobiology. The very qualities that create challenges, intensity, creativity, and passion, can become the foundation for extraordinary love when channeled with awareness, structure, and mutual respect.